So it's that time of year again, love is in the air, roses are at sky-high prices, and singles are feeling lonely. Well, if somebody were to ask me what my thoughts about Valentine's are, I'd probably say Valentine's schmalentine's. I've always been single on Valentine's Day, and before you all go, "Oh, poor you," I actually have never really given it a second thought. Well, maybe a second thought, but only to justify why I don't see the point of it. If you're in a relationship, all well and good. But why do you have to be trademarked to spend more or be specifically more romantic on one specific day? Why not do it all the time? Then there's the singles who complain they're single, or the friends of the singles who feel sorry for them and offer them a Palentine's alternative. Yep, you heard me right, Palentine's. But then there's always the people who hang around for the cheaper chocolate the next day. Anyway, I caught up with a bunch of people and asked their opinions on Valentine's and dating in general to see whether I'm the only weirdo who thinks it's overrated. What is your opinion on Valentine's Day?
It's fine. I don't really care either way.
I don't really have a strong opinion. It's a bit cheesy. It's a holiday, invented holiday to make money, and it's embarrassing to see people go out and eat dinner and hate each other just because it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, it's overrated, I think, is my opinion of it. I think it's unnecessary and people hike up their prices to be crammed into a restaurant with thousands of other people to try and enjoy a night of romance.
I don't really think much of it, to be honest. I don't really take much notice of it, even if I am in a relationship.
What is your idea of a date?
Two people just hanging out, I guess.
Ideally, you come from two separate places and meet at a third place, rather than just like going from the same. I suppose you could go from the same place, but leaving the house and going somewhere to do something.
When you meet somebody that you don't know for the first time, you go do something to get to know them better.
Have you got a story of a bad date?
Far too many to mention. One particular one. So I'd been chatting to this girl online, and she told me that she was 4'11", but I didn't really like think about it. She turns up, and yeah, she was a lot shorter than me. And we drove, she was driving, I didn't have a car at the time. And she drove us out to like this bar in the middle of nowhere. We had one drink each because she had to drive. And she got quite drunk off the one drink, so I was nervous in the car back. And then we stopped off somewhere closer to both to where we lived. And then we went out in the town and had a few more drinks. And she just got wasted. And she was like dancing around and singing. And I just sat there at the table while she was like kind of prancing off this like half empty bar. Just really embarrassed.
So I just met a guy who is really nervous. He was the guy who lived in a teepee. You know, we chatted online and I thought he was great. And then, actually he didn't really want, couldn't look me in the eye, couldn't talk to me and was all like shaky. So that wasn't, wasn't great.
No, I tried to kind of avoid them really. I think they're quite awkward, especially if you know the person, it's all right. But in terms of like a blind date or anything like that, it's pretty traumatic in my eyes. So yeah, I try to avoid it really.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes.
Yes and no, I suppose. Like, I think there is a natural chemistry you can have with someone that you immediately click with them, but I don't believe in sort of the basic just, oh, I've fallen hard in love with someone as soon as I've seen.
Yeah, married at first sight.
No, I think there's lust in first sight, but I don't think you can love someone until you actually know them.
Personally, no, but I believe other people when they say they fell in love at first sight, but I've yet to see that.
What would your ideal date be?
Probably going to some kind of gig or a club and just kind of partying, or like house party or something like that. Something where you don't have to feel so closed in, I guess.
An ideal date, I've always been kind of a classics kind of person. I love films, so it'd have to involve the cinema in some capacity. Maybe an Italian restaurant and a nice long walk. Very simple, very basic.
If you could pop dugongs and State of Origin and cider like in one sort of like activity area, that would be super good.
An ideal date is probably like making a big occasion of it, so dressing up, going for a dinner somewhere, having a few drinks afterwards, maybe seeing a band or something as well.
Would you rather meet somebody online or in person?
In person.
In person, please.
I don't mind. I think either is fine.
In person, I know people who've got married from meeting someone online, which is really, really awesome. But equally, I've never had great experiences. Most of my worst date stories come from online dating.
So there we have it. I'm not the only one who questions Valentine's, but good happiness to all of you who find joy from it. Maybe one day when my knight in shining armour arrives on his trusty steed, my visions will change. But until then, roll on Pancake Day.